Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Just a quick little pop in to tell you what it is you just heard and what we've got coming up here in hour two. We kicked off the music block with Junko Ohashi and Sweet Love. We had Jeanette King with Paradise. The Mountain Goats throwing it way back with the best ever death metal band out of Denton. We had Hitsuji Bunkaku with Burning. And you just heard Urban Heat with You've Got That Edge. And coming up in the second half of our program here, we're going to hear music from MGMT, Fan Club Wallet, Suki Waterhouse, Vaughn, Orville Peck, and Waxahachie, just to name a few of the supremely talented artists, all of whom we have highlighted on this Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call in the past. So our all-star edition, playing the best of the best just for you fine folks listening in. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to kick things off for hour two with MGMT and one of my favorite tracks they've ever released, showing that they've still got that touch even, 20 plus years into their careers, with Mother Nature.
We'll be right back. chairwoman from the Community Options SME Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
For 142 years, the Queen's Gaels have called Kingston home. The tricolor has become as synonymous with the city as the limestone upon which it was built. But that love, admiration, and respect comes with a powerful commitment. A pledge to protect this house. On Saturday, August 31st, the Queen's Gaels will host the McMaster Marauders for their home opener at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and CFRC's coverage will begin at 5:45.
Thank you. つだってそばにいる。俺が見えないのか、胸の中ぬくもりを残しておいた。わけもなく優しくはできないと言っただろう。言葉など何とでも言い繕う。一度
long. But who's got the time, baby? Won't walk the line, baby. Seems like the night is ours to know.
Welcome back. Good morning, all. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You just heard Orville Peck and Kylie Minogue with Midnight Ride, and it's been a great summer to be an Orville Peck fan with releases seemingly every couple of weeks. You just love to see it. Prior to that, we had Waxahachie with Ice Cold, Mayamane with Tasogare, Suki Waterhouse with Super Sad, Fan Club Wallet with Easy, and Vaughn with Supernatural. Several of those tracks are ones that we've played a few times throughout the summer, as this is our kind of all-star game edition of the Summer Friday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. We've still got an awful lot of music left today, including Peach, PRC with Time of My Life, Clone with Dazzler, we're going to hear from Erez Zabari, all that, and so much more. But if you haven't had a chance to listen to the Queens football games right here on CFRC, well, I gotta tell you folks, tomorrow is the day to tune in, as it is the Queens home opener, as the Gaels will be hosting the McMaster Marauders at Richardson Memorial Stadium, and it's going to be a tremendous game. The work that I do on those football games is probably my biggest accomplishment, my proudest achievement here at CFRC, so I really encourage you to check them out. I'm never more in my element than when I'm watching and yapping over live sports, and these Queens McMaster games are always super close, very tightly contested affairs. The last time these two teams played, Queens won by, I think, 4 points, but it came down to Mac's final play from scrimmage. It was just a really exciting back and forth slugfest of a game. And the Gaels, they need this win. They were up in Windsor last week, and they did not play very well. But despite that, they still nearly took home a victory against a top-ranked Windsor squad. Like, this Windsor team, like Queens, provincial semifinalists, they were the story of the OUA last year. They have this suffocating, just powerful defense. And Queens, it's week one. The offense is always a little bit slower to get into the speed and the swing of things because an offense is inherently more complex than a defense. And I say this as somebody who's played defense and offense kind of interchangeably, but traditionally speaking, the defense, it's a bit of a simpler idea. Stop your opponent. Offense, you have a lot more moving pieces. And early on in the season, those moving pieces aren't, let's say, up to optimal polish. So I do expect a bit more of a polished, prepared game from the Gaels tomorrow. They did throw four interceptions in Windsor, so obviously the turnovers need to be brought under control if they want to beat a quality team like Mac and continue to win games in what is, at least judging by the score lines, a much more even OUA than years past. There's a lot of parity at play, so Queens is going to need to be at their best if they want to make the playoffs and if they want to make some noise in those playoffs. So tune in tomorrow at 5:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. You'll catch myself and Zayden Vergara on the call. Highly, highly recommend you check it out. Do yourself a favor. It's the most entertaining radio broadcast in all of sports, and I have no qualms, no hesitations in saying as much, so I hope to see you there. Okay, let's get back to the music. Coming up next on your Friday morning indie wake-up call is Peach PRC with Time of My Life. This is Jesse Bell. I'll be back with you in 20, 25 minutes time. So in the meantime and in between time, enjoy.
Falling. Tomorrow, so I might as well enjoy today. But now I got healthy habits and they're here to stay. I'm gonna put them into practice every night and day. I've been cooking pasta and saving money, reading in bed. Rather live in chaos, but I choose peace instead. I got healthy habits. I got healthy habits. So I don't have a five-year plan.
But at least I've got these healthy habits lending a hand.
What is healthy anyway? I feel like it's so subjective. Figuring it out. What's healthy for me may not be healthy for you. I don't know.
I could have slept till a quarter to three. Is this thing on?
Sexy, healthy habits.
No, I could have been what they want me to be.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sexy, healthy habits. Sexier, nothing sexier than healthy habits. Oh, what you do with me?
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
What's that like the taste of butter? A pretty dress? What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Thank you.
dyed my hair in a motel void. Met the coroner at Dreamgate Frontier. Took my hand and said, I'll help you, boy, if you really want to disappear. Four dogs in the distance. Each stands for silence, yeah. Bluebirds lodged in an evergreen. All drunk, gonna shine out in the water of kindness. I'm gonna shine out.
We are back. This is Jesse Bell here with you one final time to give you the music rundown. You heard Peach PRC with Time of My Life, Clone with Dazzler, Erez Zabari with Healthy Habits. You just heard Silver Jews with The Wild Kindness, Silver Jews, David Berman, interchangeable. We have played music from Mr. Berman many times on this show over the last 4 months or so. Coming up, we have three final songs. We have Joffroy with Blue, we've got Mac DeMarco with Heart to Heart, and we're gonna send you home happy with Crepe Girl and Circles. This is Jesse Bell signing off from the Friday morning indie wake-up call for what is likely the last time. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for bearing with me on this journey to broaden my indie music tastes with, let's say, mixed results. Oh, I kid. I had a blast. I hope you did too. It is time for me to be on my merry way. Do tune in tomorrow at 5:45 p.m. for the football broadcast. That is me at my absolute very best. All right, folks, be good, be well, and I'll see you again somewhere down that crazy road.
Different, oh, I think you're different. What am I missing? Tell me what I'm Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good